Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Nitaz min hatzavar al habeged, ein eto on kibus. If the blood of the chata sprinkles directly from the neck of the animal onto the clothing, in that scenario the clothing does not need kibus. Why? Because the blood was not yet roi for hazayak. It was not yet kosher to be able to be used to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. This din of Techabes B'makim Kodesh only applies to blood which already was kosher for Zerikas Adam. Min HaKeren, let's say the blood spritzed from the corner of the Mizbeach, U'min HaYesod, or from the step around the Mizbeach where the blood was put, and from there it got onto the Kohen's or someone's clothing. Einoi To'un Kibus. As well, it does not need Kibus. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Yazeh, only blood which will be sprinkled. If it was already sprinkled, it would not require kibus b'makim kadosh. Nishbach al harizpa. What if the blood spilled onto the floor, v'asfai, and you gathered it together in a kli? As well, einai to'un kibus. This too also does not need kibus. And the Yochin speaks out, we're talking about where it went straight from the neck of the animal onto the floor, and there it got into a kli, and then it got onto the Kohen's clothing. In that scenario, since there was never a kabbalah b'kli, therefore, the blood was never roi for Zrikas Hadam. Therefore, it's not going to have the din of Techabes B'makim Kadosh. Ein to'un kibus ela hadam sheneskabel b'kli. Because the rule is, kibus only applies to blood which was received in a kli, v'ro'ui lehazoya, and it is fit to be used to be spritzed on the mizbeach. Nitaz al ha'or ad shelo yuhufshat. Let's say the blood spritzed from the kli onto the hide of an animal which was being processed in the Azara. But before this hide was taken off the actual animal, the halacha is, Einaton kibus, it does not need kibus, because this hide is not yet roi for a beged. It's not yet roi to be used as a kli. Or, which was not taken off the animal, is not mekabel tuma. Therefore, it would not have a din of techabes b'makom kadosh. However, misha hufshat, but once it was taken off the animal, then to'un kibus, and if the blood spritzes on it, then it would need kibus, because we would say that since your machshava is to use it as is, perhaps that would make it roi for being mekabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, af mi shehufshat ein to'un kibus, even if it's already taken off the animal, it does not yet need kibus. Why? Because you're still lacking the step of preparation. It needs to be processed to be able to be used. It needs to be cleaned and scraped. So therefore, it's not yet roi lekabel tumah, and therefore the stad din of techabes b'makom kadosh does not apply. Einai to'un kibus elo makom hadam. When you are doing kibus, you only need to do the place where the blood touched, not the entire beged. V'davoi shehu roi lekabel tumah, and you also only do it for something which is roi to be mekabel tumah. And the Bartanur explains out, even though perhaps it's not yet mekabel tumah because we're lacking the machshava, which would be the final step in making this item a kli, as long as the kli, the item itself could be mekabel tumah, would we designate it to be a kli, that would still have the din of techabes b'makom kadosh v'ro'i l'kibus. And it also only applies to something which can be washed, as opposed to items which cannot be washed. For example, wood. Wood is an item which the cleaning process would normally include perhaps sanding it down, scraping it, or if you have a thick hide. Also, these aren't the materials that you put in the river and tumble to wash them. You have to actually scrape them and work on them. That's not called kibus, and therefore there would not be a din of techabes b'makom kadosh on wooden kelim or kelim made out of a thick hide. Mishnah Dalet. Echad habeged, whether it's a cloth, a clothing, v'echad hasak, or whether it's a sack cloth, v'echad ha'or, whether it's a hide, t'unin kibus b'makom kadosh. That kibus that we described earlier must be done in the azara. Ushaviras kli cheres, and the halacha of breaking a kli cheres. That refers to a earthenware kli, which we consider it to be very porous. And if we go and we cook kudshim, the meat of kudshim in it, even if it's just kudshim kalim, that meat or the taste of the meat will be absorbed into the walls, and then it can become tummy, or it becomes nicer if it's left in the walls. So the rule is that we break the kli in the azara. Umerika ushtifa, b'klei nechayshes, or let's say it's a copper kli. So in this case, what you need to do is actually rub down the sides of the kli and wash it. That also applies b'makom kadosh. And it also has to be done in the azara. So the cleaning process of all metal kelim, whether it's copper, whether it's other metals, also needs to be done in a makom kadosh. So they first wipe it out, and then they do hag'ala. They boil it out. And the Yochanan adds in that later on, they're actually going to pour cold water over it. And we're going to discuss the process of the cleaning of the pots later on. Zeh chaymer bechatos mikadshei kadshim. This halacha of kibus, of techabes b'makam kadosh, of washing a beged which the blood of the chatos splattered on, that is a chumrah of chatos over other kadshei kadshim. Whereas the halacha of Shviras kli cheres, breaking an earthenware kli, that would be equal by whether it's a chatos or other forms of kachim or kachay kachim.